因为每一次的聚集就是恩典。
Because every time we're gathered is by grace.
谢谢你在我们生命中已经有了许多的恩典。
We thank you that you have already given us a lot of grace in our lives.
我们相信在前面的日子你会恩上加恩。
We believe that in the days ahead we will be receiving grace upon grace.
你会继续的带领我们。
You will continue to lead us.
我们更感谢你。
Lord, we even more thank you.
因为你的话告诉我们。
Because your word tells us.
一夜哭泣。
Weeping was for a moment.
早晨必然欢呼。
But the shouting come, joy comes in the morning.
在我们的生命中。
In our lives.
有高山有低谷。
There's high mountain and low valleys.
有眼泪有欢笑。
There are tears and joys.
但是在其中因为有你
because you are in the midst of it
无论是顺境还是逆境
and though it be smooth ways or rough ways
我们都相信
we all believe
你会带我们过去
you will lead us through
并且成为我们一生的祝福
and it becomes the blessing for our lives
所以我们把自己再一次的交在你的手上
therefore once again we commit ourselves into your hand again
我们想到你的儿子为我们死了。
We think that your son died for us.
为我们埋了。
He was buried for us.
也为我们复活了。
And was resurrected for us.
在这个复活的清晨。
At this resurrection morning.
我们不只是把感谢赞美归给你。
Not only we give you praise and worship.
我们有信心。
We have faith.
我们与基督同死。
That we have united with Christ in his death.
与他同埋葬
and we're united in his burial.
我们也与他一同复活
and we resurrect united with him.
我们相信这复活的生命
we believe that this resurrected life
让我们能够胜过生活中一切的艰难
allows us to overcome all difficulties in life.
我们一同等候你
or we all wait on you.
等候你向我们显现
we wait on your revelation.
早晨我们一同坐在你的脚前
Lord, this morning as we sit at your feet
求你再来对我们的心说话
Pray that you once again speak to our heart
说在我们心灵的深处
Speak to the depth of our heart
好让我们听见你的话就活过来
That when we, upon hearing your word, we are made alive
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Amen,
Amen. 我们第一堂的时候就稍微提到
In our first session, we briefly mentioned,
在美国过去几十年的统计里面
over some decades in the past, there's a statistics in the states,
婚姻破碎
a broken marriage,
有四个最重要的理由
were contributed by four key factors.
在这四个理由里面
amongst these four factors,
没有一个是好的
none of them are good.
没有一个是容易的。
None of them are easy.
都很麻烦。
They're all complicated.
那早晨我们要看的。
In this morning we want to take a look at.
就是关于 in-law 的问题。
Is the matter with the in-laws.
In-law. 中文怎么翻?
How do you say that in Chinese? In-laws.
还真不好翻。
It's not easy to translate.
真不好翻。
Not easy to translate.
婆媳的麻烦是不是 in-law 问题？
Mother and daughter-in-law.
女婿跟这个岳父、丈母娘是不是 in-law?
Son-in-law and the parent-in-law.
还有兄弟姐妹。
Among siblings.
也会搞到婚姻里面来，对不对
？All mixed up in a marriage.
这些都叫做 in-law.
These are all in-laws.
都是问题。
They're all problems.
那我们就要问了。
So we need to ask.
in-law 我们的想象就是对方的家人。
In-laws, in our opinion, is the spouse extended family.
对吧？对方的家人不好搞。
Her parents are difficult. Their families are difficult.
His family.
Her and his family. the other person's family.
不是只有女方的不好
搞。Not just
男方的也不好搞。
And the husband's side either is also hard.
不好搞的呀。哦，更难搞。
更难搞。
这个我想问的就是你们觉得以前的 in-law 不好搞还是现在的 in-law 不好搞？
Do you consider that the past in-laws are more hard or the current in-laws are difficult?
那都不好搞啊。
None of them are easy.
都不好搞。
None of them are easy.
现在是越来越不好搞。
It's worse and worse.
为什么现在更不好搞呢？
Why is it harder now?
那跟这个独生子女有关系。
It has to do with the single child.
这些独生子女的父母
The parent of a single child
他们从来不认为孩子是一个独立的人
They never thought the child is an individual person
他们心目中孩子是他们的延长
Their thought is that it is the extension of their own life
孩子就是我
The child is me
所以你看他们小孩子要结婚啊。
So when their children is to get married.
哦他们意见特别多。
They have a lot of opinions.
不只有意见啊。
Not only they have opinions.
哦他们要插手的。
They need to put their hand in it.
他们不只是要插手的。
Not only they're gonna stick their hand in it.
他们还要掌控的。
They want to govern it.
那如果只有一方的父母要掌控。
If One side family want to control this.
这麻烦已经够多了。
It's already very complicated.
如果两方面都要掌控呢？
If both side want to control.
不是，原来就已经是核战争了。
It was already a nuclear war.
对，只要一方掌控就已经是核战争了。
One side want to control is already nuclear war.
那两方都打这叫什么？你知道吗？
If both side want to fight, what do you call this?
那就是世界末日的星际大战。
The Star Wars, the end of wars.
那真的是很麻烦的。
It's very complicated.
所以如果你的 in-law,
if your in-laws,
只给你小小麻烦,
give you a tiny bit of trouble,
你就已经要千感谢万感谢了。
You need to give thousands of thanks.
真的。
Sure.
哎，实在太难搞。
It's very hard.
但是我这么多年这个跟弟兄姐妹一起学这个功课
But all these years we've learned with brothers and sisters
我发现了
I've discovered
其实就算对方一个亲人都没有
In fact, if your other part has no relative at all
你自己所有的亲人就搞死你
Your own relatives are trouble enough.
相信不相信
Do you believe?
相信不相信
Do you believe?
我们常常觉得哎呀他的父母不好搞
We always thought that, oh, their parents are hard.
你的父母好搞
Your parents are easy.
你的兄弟姐妹好搞
Your siblings are easy.
也不好搞的呀
They're not easy.
都不好搞
Nobody's easy.
为什么
Why?
都是罪人嘛
All sinners.
哪一个罪人好搞
Which one of sinners is easy to deal with?
没有一个好搞的
None is easy.
所以当我们来谈这个问题的时候
So when we come to this topic,
我们就要想清楚
We need to think carefully.
不一定是别人的问题啊
Not necessarily is other people's fault.
不一定是别人的麻烦啊
Not necessarily is other people's problem.
有时候是我们自己也是很多问题的嘛
Even ourselves are full of problems.
那么关于 in-law 的事情
Concerning the in-laws,
圣经里面它没有太多的明文教导
There is not a lot of clear teachings in the Bible.
但是圣经里面有一个教导呢是百分百跟 in-law 有关系的
There is one teaching that has 100% to do with in-laws.
那就是人要离开父母
is that a man need to leave his parents.
那这个人要离开父母
for a man to leave his parents.
那不只是讲到男人要离开父母
it doesn't just speak that man, the male need to leave their parents.
那女人也要离开父母
also women need to leave their parents.
那只要你是人你就要离开父母
if you are a human being, you need to leave your parents.
因为在神的设计中，
because by God's design,
孩子长大了，
when a child is grown,
就是要独立的，
he needs to be independent,
不能够再跟父母搅和在一起，
he cannot be mixed up with their parents anymore.
那这是一个很重要的原则，
this is a key principle.
那坦白告诉你，
to be frank with you,
这个原则在我们华人中间，
this principle amongst the Chinese,
这个叫大逆不道。
This is big disobedience.
怎么可以呢？
How can you do that?
养儿就是防老的呀。
I raise you up so that you can take care of me when I'm old.
那哪里说长大了就要离开父母呢？
Who said when you grow up you have to leave?
所以这个是一个很大的麻烦。
This is a big challenge.
我们不知道碰过多少的父母。
We don't know how many parents we have encountered.
啊，哭啊
！They cry.
气啊
！They were angry.
啊，这个翅膀硬了。
Oh, once your wings have fully grown.
啊，不需要我们了。
You don't need us anymore.
那更难听的。
Even harsher words.
有了老婆就不要娘。
You had wife, you leave your mother.
是不是啊
？Isn't it?
啊，那要不然就是这个。有了老公就忘了自己的父母。
You have husband, you forget your parents.
那其实这个女儿要忘记父母这个比较难。
For a daughter to forget her parents is harder.
对吧？
Is it real?
你看结婚以后请问你是女儿比较容易想到爹娘呢还是这个儿子会比较容易想到爹娘。
After you get married, was the daughter easy to think their parents or the husbands think their parents?
百分百是女儿。
100% the daughters.
因为我们这些男人呢。
Because for men like us.
我们最希望就是老婆娶回家以后你烧饭煮这个照顾小孩这个让我无后顾之忧啊。
Our thought is that when we have a wife home,You cook for us, you look after the kids so that we be carefree.
然后我们就该赚钱赚钱。
So we go out and make our money.
我们该读经就读经。
We read our Bible.
我们该服侍就服侍。
We serve.
你最好不要给我惹麻烦。
Just don't mix up any trouble.
那至于父母。
Concerning parents.
那最好父母也跟我们的老婆一样。
Our parents better be like our wives.
是完全不需要保养的。
They are maintenance free.
这个我们最喜欢。
We love this the most.
那这说明了什么呢？
What does that reveal?
那说明了其实我们男人呢，
reveals that for men
是比较自私的。
Are pretty selfish.
对吧？
Right?
不是说男人不孝敬父母。
It's not to say that men do not honor their parents.
是男人不太容易想到他们的。
It's harder for men to consider them.
那你如果问一个做丈夫的，你爱不爱你的爸妈？
You ask a husband, do you love your parents?
那当然爱了。
Of course I do.
那你上次什么时候给他打电话的呀？
When did you call them last?
啊？还要给他打电话？
Oh, I have to call them?
已经完全忘记了，你知道吗
？Totally forgot.
那女孩子呢
？What about girls?
一天要打好几个哦。
Few calls a day.
为什么？因为现在便宜啊，不要钱呢。
The calls are free now. It's cheap.
我来美国那个年代，一分钟4.5块美金。
First time when I came to the States, a minute is $4.50.
有种你打。
You call? You want to call?
你打工一个钟头1块、1.5块、2块。
An hour is $4.50. One minute is $4.50.
一分钟4.5块。
1 minute is $4.50.
你打工一个小时赚1块、赚2块。
You work an hour. Your salary is $1 or $2.
听清楚了没有？我那个年代是这样子的。
That's my salary.
Okay.
The money.
所以有一次等我找到5块钱的时候
When I had a job that paid $5 an hour
我告诉你我那个尾巴哦
My tail
跟我同学比起来我那个那真叫臭美你懂吗
I was very self-delightful
所以弟兄姊妹，我如果到那个时候，我更有理由不打电话。
By that time, I had even more reason not to call.
而且再加上那个时候，我们家是没电话的。
Back then, our home had no telephone.
那要打电话回去呢，是要打到村里的办公室。
You gotta call the office in the village.
然后办公室要跑去我家，大概要五分钟。
And then the guy had to run to my house. That takes 5 minutes.
然后我爸再跑到办公室又五分钟。
My dad could get to the office another 5 minutes.
这已经十分钟没有了。
That's 10 minutes.
我爸拿起电话来，第一句话就说：“出什么事了？”
My dad picked up the phone. What happened?
然后我说：“没事啊。”
I said, "Nothing's wrong."
我就是问候你一下。
Just want to say hi.
没事别打电话。
If you don't have anything, don't call.
就挂了。
Hang up.
请问你我下次还打不打
Do I call next time?
更不打了嘛
I'd not call again.
他说的嘛没事不要打嘛
Because he said, if you don't have anything, don't call.
那我讲这么多什么意思你知道吗
What does this mean?
我告诉你就是做丈夫的本来我们跟父母就很难很难像女儿跟父母那么亲了
Husbands, we already are less close than the daughters to their parents.
好了现在结婚了
Now that we're married.
老婆期待你怎么对她父母啊
How does your wife expect to treat her parents?
啊别理他们啊
Ignore them.
是不是
Right?
你不要理我父母啊
Ignore my parents.
我的父母我自己搞定啊
My parents, I'll take care of.
如果你老婆这样对你说你想做丈夫的会抗议吗
If your wife say this, would husband protest?
肯定不会咯
Definitely not.
一定说老婆英明
You're the best.
你太好了
You're so good.
我本来就不知道怎么跟你爹娘在我自己的爹娘我都不要跟他们讲话了那跟你的爹娘我还要讲什么
I don't even talk to my own parents. How do I talk to your parents?
啊，承认不承认
Do you confess?
我不是说没有例外啊
I don't say there are no exceptions.
我们那边也有娘娘腔的弟兄的。
There are girly brothers.
每天要跟他爹娘打电话的。
That he calls his parents daily.
然后他爹娘还很烦了。
And his parents are greatly disturbed.
但是这种是少数嘛。
These are minorities.
大部分男人就这个样嘛。
Majority are men are like this.
Okay, 所以第一个你们做姐妹的要知道
So first of all, for sisters, you need to know this.
你的期望啊要调整的
You need to adjust your expectations.
你不要期待他对待你的父母如同你对待你的父母
Do not expect he will treat your parents the way you treat your parents.
你最重要的就是要看
The most important observation is this.
你最高的要求
The highest requirement.
就是他不能够对待你的父母差过他对待他自己的父母。
He cannot treat your parents worse than his own parents.
这是最高要求了。
That's the highest requirement.
这样子听懂吗
Do you understand?
你如果懂了这个
If you understand this principle,
你日子好过很多。
You will have a much easier life.
好过很多你就不要生气嘛。
You wouldn't get angry.
什么生日啊
For birthdays
啊什么什么这个那个就是所有你平常要表示的机会跟你对你父母表示的那些事
All the things you celebrate with your parents
你不要指望他会做的
Do not expect that he will do it
你就帮他做
You do it for him
坦白告诉你
To be honest with you
他连他父母要该做的他都没做
Even his own parents he doesn't do them
绝大部分的弟兄结婚以后不要几年什么父母的生日什么父母的 anniversary 谁记得啊
The mass majority of brothers after
他搞两个毛头子已经头都晕了
They don't remember their own parents birthdays or anniversaries
那哪里会想到你的父母呢
They can't remember your parents
那这时候你可以帮他吗你是帮助者吗
So now you're the helper you can help
你会告诉他说哎，这个时候我们应该对你的爸妈做什么
This time we need to treat your parents this way
这个时候 我们应该对我的爸妈做什么
？This time we need to treat my parents this way。
嗯，就提醒提醒他嘛。
Just remind him。
基本上如果你不花太多钱
，As long as you don't spend too much money，
我不相信你的丈夫会有半点意见的。
I don't think your husband will object。
对吧
？Right。
所以这一点是一个基本的概念。
This is a basic principle。
那关于人要离开父母这件事
，As to man need to depart from the parents，
我想问各位
，I want to ask you。
神说人要离开父母。
God said man shall leave his parents.
与妻子联合。
To be united with his wife.
二人成为一体。
Two became one flesh.
那个时候他叫亚当叫夏娃离开父母。
At that time he asked Adam and Eve to leave parents.
亚当夏娃的父母是谁啊
?Who are Adam and Eve's parents?
神自己。
God himself.
神要亚当夏娃离开神。
God wants Adam and Eve to leave God.
听清楚哦。
Are you hearing this?
神要亚当夏娃离开神。
God wants Adam and Eve to leave God.
你觉得这个有道理吗？
Is this reasonable?
这个世界上有一个人可以离开神还活得下去吗？
Can any one of us leave God and still be alive?
可能不可能？
Is it possible?
不可能的呀。
It's not possible.
那怎么神会给这样的一个命令呢？
Why did God give such a commandment?
神怎么会叫人离开他自己呢？
Why would God ask people to leave himself?
所以弟兄姐妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这里面有两个重要的真理，是我们基督徒常常不去想的。
There are two truths in this that are very important, but we neglect.
这里的离开绝对不是我们平常想的离开。
This leaving, departing, is not the ordinary leaving that we're thinking of.
对不对？
Isn't it?
因为我们平常想的离开 ，Sayonara.
Because when we thought of leaving, we just say goodbye.
对不对？
Right.
这里肯定不是的。
This isn't it.
第二个。
The second.
神给亚当夏娃这个命令。
When God gave Adam and Eve this commandment.
其实更重要的。
More importantly.
是要亚当夏娃将来怎么对待他们的儿女。
Is for Adam and Eve to treat their children later on.
因为人要离开父母
，For a man to leave his parents，
不只是做孩子的这一辈需要学的功课
，It isn't just something for the children to learn，
也是做父母要学的
，It is also the lesson for the parents。
那么，现在我们回来看
，So let's look back。
第一个方面
，The first point。
到底这个离开的意义在哪里？
What does it actually mean to leave?
这个离开的意义不是叫人不孝顺父母。
This word leave does not cause you to disobey your parents. Dishonor your parents?
Dishonor
your parents.
这个离开
This leave,
不是叫你不关心他们
This leave does not mean that you don't care for them
叫你不爱他们
You don't love them
叫你不再跟他们有什么关系
That you cut off from them
这里的离开
This leave
如果你把圣经关于神教导父母跟儿女的关系搞清楚的时候
If you figure out in the Bible the teachingabout parents and children.
你就发现这个离开是有意思的。
You discover that this leaving is very meaningful.
这里的离开乃是讲到一个人从今以后。
This leaving says that from this day forward,
他不再在父母的荫庇下。
He is no longer under the shadow of his parents.
他要自己去面对神。
That he needs to face God himself.
他要自己开始学习做决定。
He needs to learn to start to make decisions.
为着他自己的家。
For his own household.
他要为他的家负责任。
He needs to be responsible for his household.
他需要为他做的决定负责任。
And he needs to be responsible for the decisions he made.
这一个离开。
This leaving.
其实是说到一个人真的成为一个成熟的人。
It speaks of a man becomes a mature man.
在神的设计里面
，In God's design，
神要人离开父母。
God wants man to leave parents.
自己活在神的面前。
To live before God themselves.
这个人
，This man.
可不可以是父母的好朋友
？Can he be a good friend to the parents？
可以。
Yes。
这个人该不该从父母的经验里面得到智慧
？Can he receive wisdom from the experience of his parents？
该。
Yes。
甚至于
，Even so，
如果父母愿意在财务上帮助他。
If the parents were willing to support them financially,
他有可以不可以接受父母的帮助
？Can he receive help from his parents?
可以。
Yes.
但是
，However,
他不能够要求父母。
He cannot demand his parents.
他有问题。
If he has a question or problem,
他去问父母的智慧。
He can ask his parents for wisdom.
他会问父母的意见。
He asks the parents for an opinion.
听了父母的智慧和意见。
Once he hears the wisdom and the opinion from the parents,
他自己还需要拿到神的面前去。
He needs to bring that before God.
根据圣经的原则。
By the principles of the Bible,
借着祷告
through prayer,
去体会神要对他的带领是什么
to understand what is God's leading for him.
他不能够继续在受父母的辖制
He must not be under the bondage of his parents.
他不再是在父母的权柄之下
He is no longer under the authority of his parents
当作一个小孩
As if a child
他现在是一个成人
He now is a grown man
成家了
has a family
他要这个家是一个独立的家
This is an individual family
在圣经里面家的概念
In the Bible this concept of a family
很特别
It's very unique.
一个家
One household.
是从父母开始
Starts with the parents.
到孩子结束
And it ends with the children.
听清楚没有
Very clear.
父母
Parents
孩子
Children.
一个家
One family.
孩子成家了
Once the child marries,
他离开了这个家
he has left that family,
成立了另外一个家
and has formed a new family.
这样清楚吗
Are we clear?
那今天我们常常出问题就出在这里
Often we have problems on this regard.
就是孩子结婚了
Once the child marries,
我们嘴巴上说他成家了
On our mouth, we say you have formed a family.
但基本上我们说他还是我家里的人。
But in principle, we consider them one member of our household.
这样子明白吗
Do you understand?
不对。
It's not right.
他成家了。
He has formed his family.
那是另外一个家。
It's another family.
用教会做例子。
Use church as an example.
我们教会。
Our church.
谁是头
Who is the head?
耶稣是头
Jesus.
对不对我们在这里聚会
We are gathered here.
蒙神恩典
by the grace of God,
人数越来越多，
we keep growing and growing.
坐不下了。
The chairs are too full.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
分一个家。
Let's separate into another house.
指一个堂。
Let's have another location.
指了这个堂。
Once we have this new location,
请问这个堂跟原来的堂是不是一个家？
This new location and the old location, are they the same family?
不是。
They're not.
两个家。
It's two households.
这样子明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个新的家，
This new house,
要学着直接让耶稣基督做头。
Need to learn that Christ is the head directly.
虽然可能要花点时间过渡，
perhaps there's a transition period,
但是必须每一个都是独立的。
But everyone must be individual.
那这个是很重要的原则。
This is a key principle.
做父母的，如果你懂得这个，
if parents you understand this,
很多的难处就解决了。
You'd solve many issues.
很多人都觉得啊，这个 in-law 的 problem.
Many people consider the in-law's problem.
啊，都是讲说小孩子这边要学什么做什么。
Is for the kids to learn this and that.
啊，我完全同意，这个年轻一辈要结婚的这一辈，他们有很多东西要学。
I totally agree that the young people who are getting married, they have lots to learn.
但是我这么多年下来，我发现。
But after all these years, I discovered.
其实最大的头痛不是年轻人。
The biggest headache is not the young people.
是他们的父母。
Are their parents.
因为他们父母根本就没有这个概念。
Because their parents does not have this concept.
人要离开父母。
A man shall leave his parents.
他需要独立。
He needs to be independent.
他是一个新的家。
And this is a new house.
他没有这个概念。
And he doesn't have that concept.
所以他一直还认为是他是当家做主的。
And he thought that he still is the head.
我不知道见过多少。
I don't know how many I've met.
爸妈来了。
When the parents come,
这个家谁做主啊？
Who is the head of the household?
就爸妈了。
The parents.
不管谁的爸妈。
It doesn't matter whose parents.
来的都要当家。
They're here, they're the head.
那如果那个妈还爱做厨房的事，
If the mom like to do kitchen work,
请问你那个厨房是谁掌控？
Who is controlling the kitchen?
那肯定是妈。
It's the mother.
那最惨的是什么？
What's the worst?
就双方父母都一起来。
Both parents are here together.
那就不得了了。
That's the end.
那真的不得了。
That's too much.
你知道有的弟兄姐妹跟我讲，
Some brothers and sisters tell me,
我只想离家出走。
I just want to leave my house.
我受不了啊。
I can't take this.
一个山东人。这边广东人。哎呀，他说我活不下去了。
They said we can't take this anymore.
所以今天上这堂课的时候，你们中间第一个先要记住的。
The first principle you need to learn.
你今天也许还没有到做你的儿女会独立的时候。
You may not be at the point where your children needs to be independent.
但是你从现在开始你就要教育你自己。
But now you need to educate yourself.
你要不断的教育你自己。
You need to continuously educate yourself.
神把孩子赐给我。
When God gave children to me.
就是要我把他培养成人。
So that I can raise them up to a full-grown person.
成为一个独立的人。
To be an independent person.
可以活在神的面前。
That can live before the Lord.
可以直接向神负责。
They can be responsible directly to God.
我们太多的时候。
Too many of us.
我们恨不得帮孩子做所有的事。
We want to do all things for the children.
但弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
你要帮孩子做所有的事的结果。
The result that you manage everything for your children.
就是他什么也没有用。
is that he becomes useless.
他变成一个废物。
He becomes a waste.
所以人要离开父母，这是一个最基本的原则。
For man to leave his parents, this is the fundamental principle.
那如果我们懂了这个原则。
When we understand this principle.
离开父母不表示跟父母没关系了。
To leave parents does not mean we're cut off from their relationship.
离开父母我们还是应该关心他们。
When we leave them, we still care for them.
离开父母我们还是在有必要的时候应该要帮助他们就要做帮助他们。
When we need to help them, we need to help them.
这个跟离开是两码事。
This has nothing to do with leave them.
圣经里面人要孝敬父母。
In the Bible, we need to honor the parents.
中文把它翻作孝敬。
In the Chinese, it translates to respect and obey.
这个中文翻作这个字啊，英文里面没有。
The Chinese translation, there is no English word for it.
因为孝这个概念在中国人的观念里面是英文里面根本没有这个观念。
To obey your parents, there is no word for it in English.
中文里面的孝
This word honor
在中文里面它基本的意思是什么
What does it mean fundamentally in Chinese?
它基本的意思你去看二十四孝
There's a book that's written for it. There's 24 types of honor.
你一看就知道那个基本上就是父母就是你的命
It basically means that your parents is your life.
就是你的天
is your heaven.
你根本不是一个独立的人
You are not at all an independent person.
你活着只有一件事
You live for one purpose.
就是要为他牺牲
You need to sacrifice for them.
这样懂吗
You understand?
这个叫中文的孝
This is what the Chinese consider honor.
中文的孝不是圣经里面的 honor.
That Chinese meaning has not to do with the Bible.
两回事的。
It's totally two different things.
所以中国人才会讲。
Therefore the Chinese say,
父要子死，子不敢不死。
If the father wants the son to die, the son does dare not to die, not to die.
这个叫孝。
This is honor your parents.
爸妈饿了，我屁股上割块肉煮了给他吃。
If my parents are hungry, I need to cut off my butt and feed them.That's not
okay. The butt 更好吃。
中文不行。
这叫孝。
This is to honor in Chinese.
他喜欢什么
？What they like.
你就做什么
？You do the same.
娘跟儿子说。
The mother says to the son.
听清楚。
Listen.
世界上女人多的是。
There are so many women in this world.
要换一个老婆跟换件外套一样。
It's like changing wife is like changing a jacket.
但是老娘只有一个。
But mother, only one.
老娘没得换的。
Mother, non-exchangeable.
听懂了吗
You understand?
这叫中国的孝。
This is the Chinese honoring.
严格的讲
Strictly speaking,
中国的孝是完全不符合圣经的。
It is completely unacceptable in the Bible.
但是我们这些人因为从小在那个文化里面长大
But because we grew up in that culture,
所以或多或少我们被那个文化影响的我们自己都不自觉的。
So unconsciously we're influenced by it.
我们常常就觉得好像这个是应该的那个是应该的。
We thought that this is reasonable, that we should do.
其实你觉得是应该的。
But what you considered reasonable.
你回到圣经问一问不一定是应该的。
You go back and ask in the Bible, it's not necessarily reasonable.
这样够不够清楚
Are we clear?
讲现实一点。
Let's make it practical.
现在 你所有的钱。
Now, all the money you have.
足够做什么事呢？
What is it enough for?
你所有足够的钱够让你的孩子念书。
You have enough money for your children to go to school.
这是你足够的钱。
That's what you have money enough for.
你老娘
Your mother.
现在有需要
Has a need.
要用你这个钱
Want to need this money.
按照我们中国的孝
According to the Chinese honoring.
你是应该留着给你儿子还是要给你老娘
Do you reserve that money for your son or your mother?
毫无考虑我告诉你
There is no discussion needed.
当然给老娘嘛
Of course for the mom.
要牺牲牺牲孩子
Want to sacrifice, we sacrifice the children.
我怎么能够不孝顺我的妈呢
How can I honor my parents?
是她生我的呀
She gave birth to me.
是她养我的呀
She raised me up.
这是中国文化。
This is Chinese culture.
听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
但你到圣经里面你去问一下。
When you ask in the Bible,
圣经的原则是什么？
What is the principle in the Bible?
儿女不要为父母存钱。
Children do not save,
准备钱。
Do not prepare or save money for the parents.
但是父母一定要为儿女准备钱。
But parents, you must save money for your children.
现在清楚吗
Are we clear?
哦，这伤感情哦。
This hurts.
对吧
Right?
但是你如果回到圣经
But if you return to the Bible,
你就知道那个优先次序在哪。
You know the priority, the order.
但是这个 honor, 圣经里面 honor 这个词啊。
But this word in the Bible, honor,
其实比我们中文的孝顺啊。孝敬啊，那个重要太多了。
It is so much more important than the Chinese honoring.
因为圣经里面这个词啊，中文真正比较准确的翻译啊，应该是尊荣。
To honor your parents, to give glory to your parents.
是尊敬他，并且要给他荣耀。
To honor them and give them glory.
那今天很多人按照中国的孝顺呢，是做得很好的。
Many people, according to the Chinese honoring, they have done well.
但是如果他们按照中国的标准做得很好
，But if by the Chinese system they have done well,
但是他没有让他的父母在神的面前有真正的荣耀。
But they did not allow their parents to have glory in God.
没有让他的父母真正活在那一个神的要求的标准里面。
And did not allow their parents to live under the requirement of God.
请问你他在永恒中是真的孝吗
?In eternity, is he truly honoring his parents?
那这个是我们要学的。
This is we need to learn.
那这个我不能讲太多了。
I can't spend too much time on this.
有一本书我觉得你们真的要把它搞来。
There's a book that I really think you need to get a hold of.
就是按照圣经孝敬父母。
Is to honor your parents according to the Bible.
你自己要先搞清楚一些基本中圣经的那些原则。
You need to figure out the basic principles in the Bible.
那我们这堂课主要还是要讲到in-law的这个实际的问题。
And this lesson we need to talk about the practical things with the in-laws.
我们懂得什么叫做圣经里面的孝以后。
When we understand what is honoring in the Bible,
那我们知道进入婚姻以后
so we know after we get into marriage,
人不但是要离开父母
not only a man need to leave his parents,
人是要与妻子联合
he needs to join with his wife,
二人要成为一体
the two become one flesh,
二人成为一体
when two becomes flesh, one flesh,
在 in-law 的事情上
concerning the in-laws,
怎么体现出来
How is this manifested?
最基本的体现
The basic manifestation
就是结婚以后
is that after the wedding
没有你的爹娘
there is no your parents
也没有我的爹娘
nor my parents
永远是我们的爹娘
it is our parents
这是一个很基本的概念。
This is a basic principle.
二人成为一体。
Two became one flesh.
既然是一体。
If it's one flesh.
你爹娘就是我爹娘。
Your parents are my parents.
我爹娘就是你爹娘。
My parents are your parents.
我对你爹娘就应该对跟我对我自己爹娘是一模一样。
How I treat your parents should be the exact same how I treat my parents.
我不能够说这是你爹娘所以呵呵。
I can't say these are your parents, so good luck.
不可以。
You can't do that.
这是违背圣经的。
That's against the Bible.
不能够有你的跟我的。
There is no yours and mine.
只有我们的。
Only ours.
哎，这个很麻烦，你知道吗？
This is complicated.
我们中国人一直讲门当户对。
The Chinese says you need to marry into the right family.
我以前是觉得那是封建思想。
And I thought this is back old school.
其实我现在久了我发现了。
Now that I understand this.
年轻人在找配偶的时候。
When the young people are looking for a spouse.
特别你们教会将来有很多年轻人。
Particularly you have a lot of young people in your church.
你们帮助他的时候一定要提醒他们。
When you are helping them, you need to remind them.
两个家庭的背景差距越大
The background of two families, the difference is, the greater the difference.
将来的痛苦就越多
The greater the pain later on.
那些嫁入豪门的
For those who marry into a wealthy family.
如果是一个穷的家庭不管是男的还是女的
Whether a boy or a girlmarry into a rich family.
都是极度痛苦的事。
They suffer exceedingly.
因为很多的痛苦是你没有办法理解的。
Because many of the pains you could not comprehend.
因为差那个观念。
Because the concepts.
那些标准。
The standards.
那些用钱的方法。
How they spend money.
很多的价值观。
A lot of values.
那真的差得很多很多。
They're very, very different.
就有很多不必要的争执。
There's a lot of unnecessary arguing.
所以当二人成为一体以后啊。
So when two became one.
他的父母好。
If their parents treat them well.
It's a good parent.
If the good parent.
也是你的 parents, 知道吗?
They're your parents, right?
他的父母根本不是东西。
If his parents are so bad,
就不是你父母了吗?
Are they not your parents anymore?
还是啊。
They still are.
现在懂不懂? 现在懂不懂麻烦来了?
Now here comes the problem.
现在懂不懂麻烦来了
Here comes the problem.
那如果你自己的父母不好
If your own parents are not good,
你可不可以说他不是我父母
Can you say, they're not my parents?
可以不可以
Can you do that?
圣经允许不允许
Does the Bible allow this?
不允许
It does not allow this.
圣经要我们孝敬父母
The Bible asks us to honor our parents.
没有说孝敬那个爱主的父母。
They did not say honor the parents who love the Lord.
没有说孝敬那个有道德的父母。
Not to honor the parents who are moral.
没有说要孝敬那个给我们钱的父母。
It didn't say to honor the parents who pay you.
没有。
It didn't.
不管他是什么样的父母
Regardless of what kind of a parent
不管他是怎么对待你
Regardless of how they treat you
圣经对我们的要求
The requirement of the Bible
因为他是父母
Because they are parents
我们就要孝敬他
Therefore we honor them
我们就要按照圣经的标准去孝敬他
We need to honor them by the standard of the Bible
Ruin, man.
That easy.
Ruin, man.
Is it easy?
I'm not telling you it's difficult.
To be honest with you, not easy.
It's difficult.
Very difficult.
可是弟兄姊妹，我告诉你。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
你如果不按照圣经的方式这样的对待他们。
If you don't treat them by the ways of the Bible.
你将来就见神就要羞愧。
When you meet God, you will be put to shame.
那你如果按照圣经的原则去对待他们。
If you treat them by the method of the Bible.
我不敢跟你保证。
I cannot guarantee you
他们会变好
that they will become better.
听懂我的意思？
Do you understand?
他可能一辈子都是要给你穿小鞋的。
Perhaps all the days of their life they will give you a hard time.
但是
However,
我只能告诉你们从我的观察
I tell you from my own observations.
从我跟这么多弟兄姐妹的相处
From my interaction with this many brothers and sisters,
我发现我们中国人的一些老话还是蛮实际的
and some of the Chinese old proverbs are very practical.
我们中国人有句老话说人心都是肉做的
and the Chinese proverb said the heart of a man is made of meat.
是给我
完了，没救了。
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
当你真心的尊敬别人
，When you sincerely honor them，
当你真心的愿意把荣耀、把好的东西给别人
，When you honestly want to give good things to them。
常常你会发现
Often you discover
你们的关系会改善
Your relationship will improve
你们大概都知道我要结婚是非常困难
You probably heard that when I want to get married it was difficult
他爹娘百分百反对
Her parents 100% against it
他的老师反对
Her teachers against it
他所有的亲戚只要见过我的每一个都反对
All the relatives who met me against it
兄弟姐妹每一个都跟他说我们很讨厌这个人
The siblings they all told her we hate him
所以我要娶她那这是不可能的事
So when I want to marry her it's impossible
但是不可能的事因为有神迹是变成可能。
By the way of a miracle, impossible became possible.
最后他老爹不知道怎么脑筋一下糊涂了。
So his dad must have got confused for a minute.
居然说你要嫁就嫁吧。
Oh, you want to marry, marry.
那当然是拖了很久。
Because that was a long delay.
很多的麻烦。
A lot of trouble.
但终于结婚了。
But we got married.
那么结婚的时候开心不开心啊
？When we got married, were we happy?
谁开心啊
？Who's happy?
就我开心。
He's happy.
你相信不相信？到结婚的时候，连他都不开心了。
Do you believe that by the time the wedding comes, that even she's unhappy?
因为越靠近结婚的日子
，the closer we were to the wedding date。
他越来越醒悟了。
The more and more awakened she was.
别人讲的是对的呀。
What others have said are true.
这个人实在太差了。
He's so bad.
你真的要嫁给他。
Am I gonna marry her?
你这一辈子完了啦。
Your life is ruined.
结婚前几天他一直发高烧了。
She had high fever days before the wedding.
结婚以后
After we were married,
那一定很多麻烦嘛。
There's a lot of trouble, for sure.
我是很努力啊。
I tried hard.
但是努力没有用的。
But it's useless.
就像我们组里面有一个很可爱的小弟兄他说
In the Lord, there's a young brother, he once said,
很多的 common sense 对我来讲不是 common sense。
Many common sense to him is not common sense。
你们知道这句话什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
譬如说吧。
For example,
看到长辈要很有礼貌的打招呼。
You need to very politely greet an elder when you see them.
是不是 common sense?
Is that common sense?
是哈
，Yes，
对我来讲不是啊。
To me it wasn't。
对我来讲，他老几啊
？Who is he？
他跟我什么关系啊
？What does he have to do with me？
这样懂了没有
？Do you understand？
我根本就觉得这个世界上人都是可恶啊
！I hate everybody. I despise everybody.
没有个好东西的。
No one is good.
全世界就一个好东西啊。
There's only one good person in the whole world.
那就是我老婆啊。
It's my wife.
因为我也不是好东西啊。
Because I'm no good.
我为什么这么爱她？
Why do I love her so much?
那个时候我就觉得全世界怎么就只有你这么傻的一个女人？
How can in the whole world you're the only foolish person?
全世界的人都告诉你我是个大混蛋。
The whole world tells you I'm crazy, I'm bad.
你居然会跟我讲说全世界人都这么讨厌你，我好可怜你。
But you said, the whole world despises you, I take pity on you.
所以我觉得只有一个好人嘛。
I thought there's only one good person.
那其他都是坏人嘛。
Everybody else is bad.
那我理他们干什么？
Why do I need to bother with them?
我没有那个 common sense 啊。
I don't have that common sense.
那你可以想到那日子多难受啊。
Can you imagine how hard the days were?
那些人就是传来传去的。
All these gossip were passing around.
那什么东西啊？
Who is he?
那么骄傲。
So proud.
真的，他好，对我很好啊。
She was very good to me.
人家都在讲你啊。
And everybody was talking about you.
说你太骄傲了。
We're so proud.
哥哥，我有骄傲的本钱呢。
Your older brother, I have the value to be boast.
那我没有 common sense, 能懂吗？
I don't have common sense, do you know?
我觉得我骄傲怎么样？你不服气吗？
What are you going to do when I boast?
有种出来打一顿嘛。
You want to fight?
那就是我那个时候就这样的嘛。
That was me.
所以你可以想到我们结婚以后那个麻烦事多了不得了。
So you'd understand the trouble we have in our marriage.
但是你知道结婚以后会生小孩的呀。
So once you get married, you have kids.
生了小孩，我那时候要工作。
After the kids was born, I have to work.
但她身体很差。
And she was physically weak.
她又不肯留在家里照顾小孩啊。
And she wouldn't stay home to look after the kid.
那怎么办呢？
So then what?
她就去求她父母咯。
So she went to her parents.
那就把孩子送到她父母那里去咯。
To send the child to her parents.
送一个的时候，他们很喜欢的。
When we sent one, they were happy.
因为那个是个万人迷啊。
Because that was a famous guy.
他抱到哪里去，所有村子的人都喜欢。啊，好漂亮啊，好可爱啊。
Everybody in the village loved the child.
又像他娘嘛。
Because it looked like the mother.
等老二生出来了。
When number two came.
不是说老二不可爱啊。
It wasn't to say number two wasn't cute.
也是很可爱的。
He was cute.
但是问题来了。
But here comes the problem.
一对老人家要搞两个小孩。
A pair of elderly needs to take care of two children.
很辛苦的呀。
It's a lot of work.
很辛苦，很辛苦的。
A lot of work.
虽然我们付了一点点钱。
Even though we paid a little bit of money.
但他们不需要那个钱呢。
But they don't need the money.
你懂我意思吧？
Do you understand?
他们要做绝对不是为了那点钱。
They work not for the money.
那我们如果要把这孩子不给他们看，要给别人看的话呢？
If we were to take the children not to give to them, but to give it to somebody else.
那他是死不答应的。
But they would not agree.
他唯一信任的就是他娘。
And she only trusts her own parents, or her mom.
因为孩子是他宝贝嘛。
Because the child is her own treasure.
他怎么舍得把他的宝贝让别人看呢？
How would she give her treasure to anybody else?
所以一定要他娘看。
So it must be her own mother.
那他娘身体也不好。
Her mom was not healthy.
所以他爹要帮很多忙。
So her dad needs to help out a lot.
你可以想象。
Can you imagine?
他爹一肚子什么？
What does he, her dad feel?
一肚子火。
He was angry.
真的一肚子火。
He was angry.
我为什么这么倒霉？
How did this calamity come upon us?
我现在应该要享受享受的。
Now is my time to relax.
我应该可以去玩呐。
I can go and travel.
我可以做很多我想做的事啊。
I can do things I want.
我现在一天到晚在这搞这尿布啊。
But now I'm here with diapers.
哎，那个年代没有纸尿布，知不知道？
There was no diapers nowadays. Like nowadays.
都要洗的呀。
They were washed, reusable.
没洗衣机，你知不知道？
There was no washing machine, you know.
那是古代的事情啊。
That was ancient time.
是要用手的呀。
You need to do it with hand.
很麻烦的啊。
It's a lot of work.
哦，他一肚子气。
He was very angry.
新仇旧恨，你知道吗？
New anger mixed with old anger.
当初叫你不要嫁。
I told you not to marry him.
你要嫁。
You want to marry?
我嫁了这你看看现在搞了我们倒霉。
Now you see, now we suffer.
你现在懂得他的委屈吗？
Do you understand his pain?
他这么委屈，如果碰到一个很会拍马屁的女婿。
If with all his problem was met by a flattering son-in-law.
很会讨他喜欢。
To know how to please them.
会还带点礼物去看他。
When they visit, bring some gifts.
我没有那个 common sense 的。
Don't have that common sense.
我完全没有啊。
I totally don't have it.
我一点都不觉得他们好辛苦的在帮助我。
I didn't think that they worked hard to help me.
因为我脑袋所想的是什么？
What's in my thought?
他们喜欢嘛。
They want to do it.
那么你越喜欢是你们的事嘛。
You enjoy doing it, that's your
problem. 我是忙着工作的嘛。
I'm busy at work.
你们懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand?
那加上我这个坏蛋。
And the bad guy that I am.
没有事就一个臭脸。
And grumpy face.
因为我里面还是很多的苦毒没有解决嘛。
Because I have a lot of bitterness within me.
我长大的时候碰到太多太多坏的事嘛。
The problem I had when I growing up.
我不是怪那些环境。
I don't blame the environment.
我就是个坏蛋嘛。
I am bad.
我是个罪人嘛。
I am a sinner.
那罪人找到理由就可以坏嘛。
A sinner, when he has excuse, he reveals himself.
没有理由也可以坏嘛。
Without an excuse, he also can be
bad. 就是坏嘛。
He's just bad.
所以我一点都不觉得我不觉得我对他们不好，你知道吗？
I don't think I was mistreating them.
我觉得我可以啊。
I thought I'm okay.
至少对别人我是理都不理，对他们我还是会打招呼的呀。
Because at least I greet them.
哎呀，我那个老岳父啊，他真的是气到他真的受不了。
My father-in-law was so angry.
有一天不知道什么事儿，我已经完全忘记了是什么事儿。
I forgot completely what it was, but there was a day.
反正我们不是下班就回家的。
We don't go home after our work.
那天是下了班，我不知道什么事，我带她不知道去哪里搞什么东西，我又完全忘记了什么事。
So after work, I took her to do something else. I don't remember.
但我记得很清楚。
But I remember this.
我们回家了。
We got home.
蛮晚的。
Very late.
我们走到那个大门的外面。
When we got to the front door, outside the door,
我就很清楚地听到我岳父在里面骂人。
I clearly heard my father-in-law was scolding people.
骂谁呢？
Who was he scolding?
那当然是骂我。
Of course.
哎呀，骂那个话难听到的不行。
It was so unbearably bad.
非常难听的话。
It was very bad.
我第一时的反应。
My first reaction.
因为你是我的太太的爸爸。
You are the father of my wife.
我是不会打你的。
I'm not going to hit you.
要别人我早就把他打死了。
Somebody else, I beat him to death.
我是不会打你。
I'm not going to beat you.
但是我想以后我不要跟你来往。
But I'm not going to talk to you again, ever.
我把孩子带走。
I'm going to take my children.
我请别人看。
I'm going to give them to somebody else.
从此以后咱们井水不犯河水。
And we will have nothing to do with one another.
这我心里的第一次反应。
That was my immediate reaction.
但是我非常非常的感谢神。
But I really thank God.
那时候不知道为什么我对神有一点点敬畏的心。
I had a little reverent heart to the Lord.
然后神在我里面做了一点工作。
And God did some work in me.
就突然让我看到。
Suddenly I was able to see.
不管他说的是对还是错。
Whether he spoke right or wrong,
因为对，按照我的立场，我是认为他百分百错嘛。
On my viewpoint, he's totally wrong.
但是神让我看到的一点是，不管他是对还是错。
But what God showed me was that regardless of his right or wrong,
他是你的岳父。
He is my father-in-law.
你要 honor 他。
You need to honor him.
哎呀，我告诉你，那口气可难吞了。
That was hard for me to swallow.
但是当我心里面想起这节圣经
But in my heart when I was reminded of this verse
当我决定顺服神的时候
When I decided to obey God
我不知道为什么
I don't know why
我一点脾气都没有
I was not angry at all
进去当作什么都没听到
I went in as if I heard nothing
我们照样过平常的生活
We live like just any other day
后来在我们相处的关系里面
In our relationship later on
神做了很多奇妙的事
God did many miracles
到一个地步
To an extent
我的岳父
My father-in-law
他跟四个孩子讲
He told his four children
所有的孩子里面
Out of all these children
他觉得最孝顺他的是我
The one that most honor him is our brother
奇怪不奇怪
Isn't that strange?
这神做的奇妙的事
This is a miraculous work of God
为什么
Why?
只是因为我想到说他的父亲就是我的父亲
Only because I thought her dad is my dad
只是我想到说不管他对和是错我都应该用对的方法去对待他。
Only when I was reminded that whatever he did, I need to treat him the way the Bible said.
这不是我好你知道吗
This is not my goodness.
是当一个人你明白了真理。
Is when a person, when you understand the truth,
你愿意顺服的时候
and you're willing to obey,
你按照圣经的方法去对待他
By the ways of the Bible to treat them
神就会做奇妙的事
God will do miraculous things
我的岳母
My mother-in-law
后来有很长的时间痴呆
Had dementia
Alzheimer 到最后的时候
At the end of her life.
她其实很多人都不认了你知道吗
She couldn't recognize many people.
很多事她都不记得了
And she couldn't remember much.
但是非常奇怪
But very strangely.
只要有人告诉她
As long as someone tells her
说我要回去了
That I am coming home.
我要去看她了
I'm going to visit her.
她马上就会想起来
She would immediately remember.
说哦，他回来了，我要赶快想办法给他包水饺吃。
Oh, he's coming. I gotta make some dumpling for him.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
表示在他的心中。
It means that in her heart.
他非常非常的爱我。
She loves me very, very much.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我没有做什么好事。
I didn't do much good.
我没有，我真的不是什么特别好的人。
I am not a particularly good person.
但是就从那一次，我明白了神的话。
But because of that once, I understood the word of God.
我愿意顺服。
I was willing to obey.
神就让我们这种 in-law 的关系。
God causes this in-law relationship.
翻天覆地的改变。
Turned over to his head.
翻天覆地的改变。
Over on his head.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹你记得 in-law 最根本的就是这个。这一个基本的概念。
This is the one basic fundamental principle.
一对年轻人。
A couple.
当你决定进入婚姻的时候。
A young couple, when you decide to enter into marriage.
我们都会给他们做婚前辅导。
We give them premarital counseling.
在婚前辅导里面我们会告诉他们。
In that counseling, we tell them,
在你结婚的时候,
when you get married,
你要给你的父母写信。
You need to write letters to your parents.
写信做什么事呢?
What do you write about?
你要感谢他们。
You need to thank them.
感谢他们多年的养育之恩。
Thank them for taking care of you for many years.
并且要告诉他们。
And then you have to tell them.
你们现在愿意按照圣经的原则来生活。
We want to live by the principle of the Bible.
独立地活在神的面前。
To live alone by the Lord.
要能够成为一个神所喜悦的家庭。
That we can become a family that is pleasing to God.
并且要告诉你的父母。
And to tell your parents.
你需要他们不断地祷告。
That you need their continuous prayer.
并且需要他们智慧的引领。
And you need their guidance in wisdom.
我们为什么这样要求?
Why do we require this?
我们这样要求的目的。
And the purpose of we requiring this way.
这一封信。
This one letter.
叫做独立宣言。
Is the Declaration of Independence.
听清楚没有?
Do you understand?
清清楚楚地告诉他们。
In clear words, you tell them.
从现在开始。
From now on.
我们要独立地活在神的面前。
We live independently before God.
我们不再是依靠你而生活。
We no longer depend on you to live.
关于给年轻人的建议
As to a suggestion to the young couples,
有一个实际操作上我们特别强调的地方
There is one emphasis in practical process.
当一方的父母
When one side's parents
对某一些事情有不同意见的时候
have some different opinions regarding some issues,
绝对不要让你的配偶去跟他们讲道理。
Do not ask your spouse to go and reason with them.
你要想办法去帮助你自己的父母。
You need to figure out how to help your own parents.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果你让你的配偶去跟你的父母谈
If you ask your spouse to talk to your parents
只要说错一句话
They say one thing wrong
那是一辈子都记得
They will remember for life
你说错话
If you say something wrong
你妈生气完了
After your mother's anger went away
什么事都没有了
It's like nothing ever happened
这样懂吗
Do you understand?
所以不要让你的配偶去 deal, 去跟你的父母处理冲突的事情。So、
do not send your spouse to deal with your own parents.
所有的冲突要你自己去处理。
All the conflicts handled by yourself.
那还有最后一点。
The last point.
关于帮助跟父母相处跟对方的父母相处的这一点
concerning to The relationship with the in-law parents.
当你的父母
When your parents
在你面前讲你配偶任何的错误
is speaking of your parents' fault.
你这个时候
at this moment
你绝对不要去解释
do not explain.
绝对不要去解释。
Absolutely do not explain.
更不要的是就站在你父母的那边。
And even no, stand on the side of your own parents.
觉得你父母讲的真对。
Considering your parents are so right.
然后你非常生气的去教训你的配偶。
And so angrily you scold your spouse.
你怎么可以这样子？
How do you say this?
我妈说你就是这个样子。
My mom had told me you're like this.
你如果这样做
If you do this,
你就让你的父母跟你的配偶关系会越来越糟糕。
You've made your spouse and your parents' relationship very, very bad.
你要怎么做呢?
What would you do?
是当你的配偶说你当你的父母说你配偶任何不好的时候
When your spouse says something negative about your own parents
你就要告诉你的父母
You need to tell your parents
谢谢你告诉我
Thank you for telling me
我会为他祷告
I will pray for them
就停在那里
And stop at that
如果他还一直讲
If the other person continues,
你就要直白地跟你的父母讲。
You need to tell your parents directly.
你一直跟我讲我的配偶不好的地方。
That you keep telling me something wrong with my spouse.
对我的婚姻不会是祝福。
It is not a blessing to my own marriage.
是为着我婚姻的幸福。
For the blessing of my family, of my marriage.
讲一次就够了。
It's enough that you spoke once.
不要一直讲。
Do not keep talking about it.
这个非常重要。
This is important.
如果你没有学会这个智慧。
If you did not learn this wisdom.
问题很大。
There's a lot of problems.
因为这个婆婆要讲媳妇可以讲不完。
Because the mother-in-law can be endless on the daughter-in-law.
讲不完的。
She cannot finish.
永远看媳妇这里不顺眼那里不顺眼。
Always something wrong with the daughter-in-law.
你如果允许她一直讲。
If you allow her to say these things continuously.
会影响你。
It will influence you.
也会影响你跟你配偶中间的关系。
And it'll influence your relationship with your spouse.
所以一定要守住这个原则。
You need to lay hold of this principle.
绝对不要。
Never.
传话。
Never be a messenger.
绝对不要说我妈讲你这个不好我爸讲你这个不好。
Never say my mom said this about you, my dad said that about you.
绝对不要。
Never do that.
你做这件事
If you do this,
极为愚蠢
It's very, very foolish.
但是我发觉很多的夫妇做一件更愚蠢的事
But I discovered that there are a couple who did more foolish things.
就是向自己的父母告状
Is to report to your own parents about your spouse.
你的配偶什么地方惹你生气了
What's wrong with my spouse? How they make me angry?
你的配偶做了哪一件事很笨
What is this one thing that she did that's very foolish?
你的配偶怎么有这么大的胆子敢忘记你们的结婚纪念日
How did my spouse forget our own anniversaries?
或者是在你生日的时候怎么可以买一个洗衣机当礼物
how could buy a washing machine as a birthday gift?
诸如此类一切的抱怨
All any of these complaints
你
千千万万不要告诉你的父母。
Never, never, never tell your own parents.
也不要告诉他的父母。
Neither tell her parents.
你告诉他的父母。
If you tell her parents.
他的父母明理的话。
If her parents is reasonable.
啊，可能会帮你去骂你的配偶。
Perhaps will help you to scold your own spouse.
有吧？
Have that happened?
有这种事的。
That's possible.
但是你觉得这样的结果会对你们的婚姻更好吗？
But would you consider this a benefit to your marriage?
不会的。
It won't.
只有更坏。
It will bring, make it worse.
只有更坏。
It'll make it worse.
请记住。
Please remember.
绝对不要做这样愚蠢的事。
Do not do such a foolish thing.
就是去跟父母告状
is to report to your parents
去告诉父母对方的缺点
to report to your parents the defects of your spouse
你要知道
you need to know
你的父母啊
your parents
很多事情记性是不太好的
oftentimes their memories are bad
但是碰到这种事情啊
when it comes to matters of this regard
他们就有超级好的记忆力。
They have super memories.
你去讲的那个问题早都过了。
The things that you have told them about, the thing has already long passed.
你的配偶的缺点早都改了。
And the problem has already been fixed.
但是在他们的心目中啊。
But in their heart,
没有一样事情过去。
Nothing ever passes.
也永远不会改。
And they nothing ever changes.
听明白吗？
Do you understand?
相反的。
On the contrary.
你要做聪明的人。
You need to be a wise man.
像师母一样。
Like my wife.
她智慧妇人。
She's a wise woman.
从结婚以后。
Ever since we got married.
他只要碰到他的父母
every time she met with her own parents
不管什么情况
whatever the circumstance
好的时候
good times
坏的时候
bad times
包括他开刀的时候
even when she was in surgery
他父母来看他
when her parents visit her
他永远说一句话
she always say one thing
他对我真好
he's so nice to me
他对我真好。
He was so nice to me.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。
And sisters, let me tell you.
这是一个聪明的人会做的事。
This is something a wise person does.
因为你做这件事。
Because when you do this,
你就会帮助你的配偶跟你的父母有更好的关系。
You help your spouse to build a better relationship with your parents.
因为做父母的
Because for parents
像我女儿出嫁
When my daughter was married
如果我知道那个混小子对我女儿不好
If I knew that guy did something bad to my daughter
我不一定会做什么事啊
I don't necessarily have to do things
但是我里面一定是讨厌死他了
In my heart, I must have despised him so much.
对不对
Right?
那如果我女儿告诉我哎呀他对我多好他对我多好
If my daughter come and tell me, he treats me so nicely.
我里面怎么看这个人
How do I look at that person?
我爱死他了
I love him so much.
这样懂了吗
Do you understand?
所以你如果够聪明
If you are wise enough,
去做这件事
Do this.
能够很快的改善你父母跟你配偶的关系
You can quickly improve the relationship of your spouse and your parents.
还有一点
One more point.
要表达爱心
To express love.
要送礼物
To give gifts.
要安排一些让他们开心的事
To arrange something that will make them happy
如果是要让你的爸妈开心的事，
If it was something to make your parents happy,
让你的配偶去做，
Let her do it.
送礼让她送去，
Let her bring the gift.
这样清楚吗？
You understand?
不要你送，
You don't bring it.
虽然可能是你策划的，
Perhaps you designed it.
虽然可能是你去选的，因为你知道你爸妈喜欢什么。
Perhaps you picked it because you know your parents best.
但是让他去做好人。
But let her be the good guy.
这样明白吗？
You understand?
如果我们在这几方面，
If we do these things,
有一点点的学习，
We have any learning.
In-law 的关系
A relationship with the in-laws
就会降低很多的冲突
We will reduce a lot of conflicts
我想我们今天就停在这里
I think we will end here
但是在我们结束信息的时候
At this time, as we end our messages,
我希望你们把你们的手册拿出来。
Could you please take out your handbook once again?
你翻到我们今天上的是第九课。
We are lesson 9 on page 11.
注意，这里面有三个大项。
There's three key sections.
第一个大项叫做检讨上次的作业。
The first one is review the last assignment.
第二个大项是讨论以下的问题。
The second topic is discuss these questions.
注意，讨论问题不是叫你讨论这三个问题。
It's not for you to discuss these three questions.
这三个问题只是给你一个起头。
These three questions are a topic starter.
让你从这几个关系里面看到，这几个题目里面看到说，关于这一堂课里面有关的其他问题，你都可以拿出来讨论。
And they tell you that regarding this topic, any other thing you can bring out and you can discuss together.
那最后一个部分
The last section
是做作业
is the homework.
那像今天的作业
For example, like this time's homework
只有读书
Only are readings.
那你不要以为就是读书
Don't think it's just reading.
我们这上面没有写
We didn't write it on this.
但是你读完书以后你要做两件事
But after you read it, you need to do two things.
第一件事是把重点整理出来。
The first thing is to organize the key points.
第二件事
The second thing.
是把从你这里面学到的东西哪些你认为可以应用在你的生活里。
Is what you have learned, which one of these points are applicable in your own life.
就要把它写下来。
You need to write them up.
那你怎么用这个东西呢？
How do you use this?
譬如说你回到第四课
For example, if you return to lesson number 4
第四课的作业里面还有一个特别作业
In lesson 4, at the very bottom, there's a special assignment
那个特别作业
That special assignment
就是除了一般的作业以外
Is on top of the ordinary homeworks
你要花时间去思想
You need to spend some time to think
那一堂的作业是叫你写丈夫写什么是理想中的妻子。
And that assignment is the husband to write about his ideal wife.
如果你的老婆做到一二三四五六，随便你点几点。
If your wife has done all these many things, make a list.
你把它写下来。
Write it down.
那妻子呢就写你认为一个理想的丈夫，你老公应该做什么？
And then wives write down about your ideal husband, what your husband should have done.
把它写下来。
Write it down.
那这些作业写下来，不是说写下来就丢在那里。
It's not that when you finish the homework, you put them aside.
写完以后就把它贴起来。
When you finish them, post them.
每天看。
Look at them every day.
每天看。
Look at it every day.
看谁的？
Whose do you look at?
看对方写的。
Look at the other person's.
你就知道他要什么。
Then you know what he wants.
讲清楚吗？
Are we clear?
那我希望以后
I hope that later on
你们自己可以聚在一起
that you are able to gather together yourselves
几家人聚在一起
a few families together
一课一课的走
you go through this lesson by lesson
然后一起讨论
and you can have a discussion together
一起祷告
pray together
一起分享
and share together
当你们这样子一刻一刻走的时候
as you walk lesson by a lesson
你会发现
you'll discover
你不只是听到一点东西
not only you heard about something
你真的学到一点东西
and then you have learned something
你会很惊讶地发现
You will shockingly discover this.
你们夫妻的关系在改进中。
And your relationship is improving.
如果你愿意
If you're willing,
一年干一次
Do this once a year.
就一年干一次自己 就几个人我们一年 聚几个礼拜嘛。
A few of you gather a few weeks.
一年聚几个礼拜几个人就找你不要找太多人嘛。
Don't find too many people.
对不对找几家人大家聚一聚，一个礼拜六聚在一起。
A few families on a Saturday.
就做这个事。
You do this homework.
做几次以后，你就发觉。
When you do it a few times, you discover.
很多过去有的问题就越来越没有。
And the problems in the past are disappearing.
这非常奇妙的。
It's very wonderful.
我们有心。
We have a desire.
神就有恩典。
And then God will have grace.
所以我们这一次营会分享信息的时间就停在这里。
And this is the end of our message session for this camp.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们知道我们还有很多东西要学。
Father, we know that there are many things we need to learn.
但是我们相信你是我们一切智慧的来源。
But we trust that you are the source of all our wisdom.
我们感谢你在走天路的时候
We thank you that while we're walking on this heavenly journey
我们不是孤孤单单的走
We don't walk it in loneliness
你给我们许多可爱的弟兄姐妹
You've placed us with us many lovely brothers and sisters
让我们一起来走这条路
That we can walk together
我们可以彼此鼓励
That we encourage each other
我们可以彼此祷告
That we pray with each other
我们可以一起在你的恩典中长进。
That we grow together in your grace.
求你祝福我们前面的路。
May you bless our journey.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.